Accession number 29555, Mr. George Redhead, reel 3. Now, the next thing then is what you advance towards Trieste. Now, I don't think you remember much more about that. Anything about, was it a hard campaign? What was the fighting like?
Well, it was more or less tanks. To be tanks. I mean, it was the infantry fighting, you know, in the hills. And then it came back to tank driving, same as it was more or less on the desert.
Now, do you remember anything else before VE Day? Cause you'd be on your way to Trieste when VE Day came, wouldn't it? Anything you remember about anything else before VE Day? Any stories or just?
No, I don't think so.
Sorry. What about VE Day? How did you celebrate that? That's 8th of May, 1945.
Oh. I was in Civvy Street then, was I?
No, you're still in the army. When the war ended, you were in Italy, weren't you?
Yeah, that's right.
What do you remember about that? Was there any celebrations?
Oh, yes.
What do you remember them? What did you do? You and your lads.
I think I'd get drunk. Yes, we celebrated with beer. Then the night we were told the war was all over. And, I think we celebrated with beer.
And what happened then? You moved on to Trieste?
Yeah. We were up in Trieste then.
Were you up in Trieste when the war finished?
Right? Yeah.
Now, what were you doing in Trieste? Then?
Well, we're taking quite a lot of food to,
who to?
To the civilians. Yugoslavia. Took quite a lot of food into Yugoslavia because Trieste was on the borders of Yugoslavia.
Did you meet the Yugoslavian partisans? Because there's all sorts of politics and trouble going on at this time. Were you aware of it?
Yeah. Yes, we were aware of it. And he stuck up quite awkward.
In what way?
Well, one morning when we went from our camp to Trieste, which was only a few miles, we were billeted just outside Trieste, he had two or three tanks stopping us going into Trieste.
The Yugoslavians did?
Yeah. And anyway, they were only there for a day. And then they let us through again into Trieste. But he always said like that it was Yugoslavs that took Trieste.
That's Tito, you mean?
Tito, yeah.
So there wasn't any actual fighting, but there was a bit of a standoff.
A bit of a stand-up, yeah.
Anything else you remember from that time?
No, I don't think so.
So how long were you out there for, after the war finished? You stayed in Trieste, or did you go into Austria?
We were in Austria a while. I was...
You did go into Austria?
Oh, yes. Mm.
What were you doing there?
Well, for a while we were maintaining vehicles that was coming through with the lads on UK leave.
So just making sure their lorries didn't break down.
Well, they had to fill them up with petrol because they were going from from Italy, right across to France. So they had to be maintained at each camp, you know, as it came through.
Anything else you were doing?
No, I think that's...
Were you demobilised from Austria?
No, I was demobilised from... Trieste.
Had you gone back to Trieste then?
You had gone back to Trieste, yeah.
So when did you come back to England then?
I don't know.
When were you demobilised? Do you remember?
No, I don't.
1946? Must have been.
It had been 1946, that's right.
Now, what were you going to do when you were demobilised? You know, because you come out of the army. What did you, you know, did you have any idea of what you were going to do? You'd been in the army for 6 years, nearly 5 or 6 years.
Mm-hmm. Well, I fancied mill life when I was demobbed.
Mill life?
Yeah, working in a mill, you know. That was at Bentham.
What type of a mill?
Well, it was fire hoses. Fire hoses.
They made the cotton for the fire hoses.
No, they made the hoses, but they didn't make the cotton. But they made it.
You just made them up there.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's where you went to work, was it?
Yeah.
Did you enjoy that?
No, I didn't.
So what was your next? How long did it take you to get into steady employment?
Oh, that's a long.
What job did you do for most of your life then?
Wagon driving and bus driving.
You went back to.
Yeah.
And that's what you really liked.
Yeah. I thought maybe I could settle down in a steady job in a mill, but I couldn't do it.
Now, did the war have any effects on you, good or bad? Your 5 or 6 years you were away with the army. Did it have any good or bad effects on you?
Good effects.
In what way?
Well, you learnt discipline to start with. I think that was the main job.
Anything else?
You know, you were taught how to behave yourself. I think it was a good thing.
Any bad side to the war?
My stomach, yeah.
What happened to your stomach?
I had duodenal ulcer.
What had caused that? The bad food or what? Or the worry? Or?
Could be a bit of worry, I suppose. And the food had a lot to do with it, of course.
Did it last for long, your problems with duodenal ulcer?
It were about 20 years.
So it's a big problem.
It was a big problem, yeah. Then I had an operation. And I was fine ever since.
Thank you very much.